Suicide rates among youth in Florida's rural areas are almost double what they are in urban areas. Daylena Miller with Health News Florida reports that isolation and lack of mental health resources are getting some of the blame.
If you visit Wauchula, Florida, be prepared to see country roads stretching for miles without gas stations and to hear the sound of buzzing cicadas. It's more than an hour southeast of Tampa, the closest metropolitan city. You'll drive through three counties on the interstate and several back roads before reaching the center of town, named Main Street, of course. There are churches on just about every corner, but no mental health clinic in this town of 5,000.
One of the big problems in a rural area is lack of resources. There are no private practitioners, mental health practitioners in Hardy County. So if you refer someone, it has to go to our local mental health service center.
That's Peggy Sadler. She's a guidance counselor at Hardy High School, the only high school in the county of almost 28,000 residents. The closest mental health clinic, called Peace River Center, is a more than 30-minute drive to Bartow in Polk County.
For the average person, it generally getting services, if you're not going to Peace River Center, means that you have to travel. And sometimes that's limiting to people.
That's a concern when the teen suicide rate in Florida's small town has doubled in the past 20 years. From 2012 through 2014, almost 8,000 youth younger than 21 killed themselves. More than 500 lived in rural towns. Experts say the numbers could be much higher, and they say the statistics don't address the number of suicide attempts. Sadler, the high school counselor, says there isn't a place in Wauchula where youth can be treated for anxiety or depression.
I could just make all kinds of a wish list. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, I think even some of the larger counties around here, Highlands or whatever, I think in some ways they have the same dearth of programs.
Compared to Wauchula, Highlands County is considerably more urban. Sebring, with 10,000 residents, and Avon Park, with over 8,000, reach double the population of Wauchula. But agricultural communities like Wauchula aren't the only places where isolation and lack of resources increase suicide risk. The Florida Keys is best known as a tourist destination. Monroe County stretches from Florida's southeastern tip, about 15 miles south of Miami, all the way to the uninhabited Dry Tortugas. But this home to sandy beaches and quirky towns has the highest suicide rate in all of Florida. Mary Lou Hoover works with the branch of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention in Key West. She says there were more than 10 suicides just in Key West this summer. That's one death for every 2,500 residents. The first was a 15-year-old boy. Most of the others, she says, were younger than 40.
So we know that there's, you know, an aspect to living here that eventually you have to grow up and be part of the community, and it's not always fun and games, and it's not always partying till 2 in the morning.
Back in Wauchula, Sadler says it's a constant battle to get parents to realize that sometimes their child isn't just being a stereotypical teen.
I think they don't really see the signs of depression or anxiety or any other issues that if an adult exhibited the same things, you would go, oh, he has a problem. So because, oh, you're a kid, you'll get over it, you're fine, you're resilient.
But Sadler says in this small town, they don't always get over it. For Health News Florida, I'm Daylena Miller in Wauchula.
Reporter Nancy Klinginger in Key West contributed to this story. For more on suicide rates across Florida, visit our website, healthnewsflorida.org.